Originally, when I wrote the music for Rise Above This, I was, I guess, feeling nostalgic. But when I started writing the riff, when I'd finished the music part of it, I was at home, and something about the music made me imagine being 16 years old again. And, you know, your buddy just got his driver's license, and then you're all sitting in and you're road tripping, and everyone's kind of got the windows open. No one's saying anything to each other, and you just, you know, and there would be a song playing. And it kind of just seemed to me to be that kind of song. The music just made me feel that way. It made me feel nostalgic. It made me feel happy. You know what I mean? It was in a whimsical way. A lot of the music that we have makes me feel either melancholy or it makes me feel angry, you know, because that's where it all comes from. But this was just, for some reason, it just, as much, it's like a sort of sweet, sad kind of music, you know, when it was just the music itself, and I didn't have any lyrics or any vocal idea or whatever. So I just put it aside because I didn't want to rush this one. You know, I didn't work on it, like, per se, like, I didn't work on it and do different versions. I'd finished the music and I was like, this is cool. I'm not going to stress out too much about this. I'm not going to push it. And another one of the songs that when I sent it to the label, they were like, yeah, I'm not so sure. You know, and then I was like, okay, well, again, it's just numbers. You know, at this point, they'd had 50 songs sent to them. And I was still being told to keep writing. And, you know, it's about dealing with adversity and dealing with situations and feelings in life that make you feel like you don't want to keep going, you know what I mean? And it's like, I've felt them. I think most people have. Well, not most people, but I think certainly a lot of people I know have. And that idea of, man, I'd rather give up than carry on. You know, and I think giving up takes cowardice, but it takes more courage to face your problems head on and like, you know, grab them by the horns, so to speak, and deal with them. It's just a song that's kind of dealing with the concept of feeling helpless. And feeling like there's no reason to carry on, really, you know what I mean? And then saying, but no, you can, if you put your mind to it, you can overcome anything. And certainly the year and a half we had as the three of us collectively was a rough one. You know, it was starting with Pat leaving, John's surgery, my rehab, and all these things that just one off the other. It was like, man, seriously, another thing? Is this another thing we have to overcome? So I think also, you know, of all the songs on the album, it's the one sort of light amongst a lot of the other songs. I think everything else is kind of dark. And so I think this one is specifically in the middle of the album so that it can be like that thing where you go, whew, you kind of decompress for a second and then you get back into the meat and potatoes of it. But it's one of the songs I'm really proud of